And we're joined on the phone by Ice Dogs team president, Mike Swenson. Mike, thanks a lot for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me, Michael.
Obviously, the COVID-19 had a huge impact on operations last season, not the way you wanted to end the season. Just talk about how the transition has gone from the end of the season, the abrupt end, to right now.
Well, it's been a learning experience every day. We obviously, like every industry and everyone's life, these are unprecedented times for us in hockey as well. So, you know, we learned right away that the idea of making long-term plans is out the window. So we're planning for the immediate future, solidly planning for the immediate future, and then learning that as we look into the distant future, we're planning with contingencies. We don't have a lot of control over the way or the shape of things to come, so we're just trying to be prepared for whatever that may look like.
So saying that, how do you prepare with this uncertainty right now?
Well, right now, I mean, the big picture is business as usual. Right, our best case scenario is we're back in the rink in the fall, and things are moving in the right direction. The likelihood of that being the case, I can't speculate on. But everything between that and the worst case scenario, where there isn't a season, we're prepared for. One thing that I can say for sure is that if we are given the green light by Hockey Canada and the CGHL and the SIGHL, the Ice Dogs will be here. We've made some changes to the way we operate. Our term limits for our elected positions, including my own, normally end at the end of the season, 2 weeks after the final game at our AGM. We weren't able to hold an AGM, so we made a contingency to extend the term limits for 4 months, pushing the current exec into operation until the end of the summer. So we're operating and trying to prepare for the season in the fall, and just waiting on, you know, the government's mandate for exactly how that's going to look for us.
Obviously, every single junior hockey team in Canada took a financial hit. Saying that, are the Ice Dogs on stable ground?
Yes. I mean, it's not where we want to be, and it's a shame that this has been the way things went, because coming out of the Dudley Hewitt Cup season and moving forward, we had really gotten a solid financial position. Unfortunately, losing the playoff revenue, losing the charter revenue at the very end of last season is a really difficult thing to overcome. But, you know, there's contingencies for that too. We cut expenses, we budget slightly differently, and we just have to rely on the community to support the team like it always does. So it's no different than any other year. The presence of the Ice Dogs in our community is a direct result of how much the community wants the Ice Dogs here. So we can't just make the team appear every year by ourselves without the support, widespread support of the community, be it corporate sponsorship, support of our fundraisers, or ticket sales. All those things being said, you know, I'm confident. I wouldn't be hanging around trying to work through this situation if I didn't think there was a future for the team, and I can assure you that there is.
So in a perfect world, we're hitting the ice in September. So how's the team on ice preparing? Scouting, I guess, is going on as we speak?
Yeah. I mean, Kurt and Ben are busy and talking to a lot of players. You know, the climate in the recruitment world isn't indicating that anything's changed. We have a really strong recruiting class. These guys are going to be able to sign players on June 1st. Working with our scouts throughout Canada and USA, they are accumulating a list of guys for camps and getting ready to return to the ice. So they've been busy, and I'm happy to say that we have a strong recruiting class. I really do want to appeal to the community to let you know that we are here and we are working. The Ice Dogs are a part of what feels normal to me for Dryden, and I think that it's important to look at when we get to the other side of this situation as a society, as a community, as a whole. we want to be able to maintain as much of what we recognize as normal and comfortable and that we enjoy as we had prior to this. So that's part of the initiative and the motivation that the core of volunteers that we have with the Ice Dogs right now is holding on to, trying to make sure that remains. For those of you in the community that are supportive and are appreciative of the team, we're trying to make sure that it's here for you when we get back to normal.